While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Last night, just after midnight, Jack, a lot of Melburnians and some people across the state of Victoria were woken up just after midnight by a mysterious loud sound.
Ooh.
And a flash of light in the sky. Everyone's speculating what this could be. We thought we'd reach out to some of the team in the astronomy department at Swinburne.
We needed to bring in the professionals, didn't
we? Absolutely. Yeah. Professor, Doctor, Rebecca Allen, do you prefer Professor or Doctor, mate?
Let's go with Doctor. I'm not doctor. Quite the Professor
okay,
yet.
Okay, all right.
We could call you Pro Doc.
Yeah. No, we're Dr. Allen. We do appreciate you coming on the show today. Can you talk us through what this mysterious thing in the sky was? Have we got any clarity?
What the frick happened out there?
Did you guys see anything in your... I assume you've got like some sort of bell tower at Swinburne organised?
Well, what we did see was a collection of tremendous videos and images. So I love it that we're in like the cell phone era where everybody goes out with their phone and they can all capture these incredible events. So if we break down what people saw, there was this really bright streak across the sky that seemed to linger. So it wasn't fast. It was taking its time. And when we could see a zoom in, you could see all of these little fragments. So my professional opinion is that what we saw was a piece of space debris that was deorbiting. And so this could be something like a satellite, which is no longer functioning and comes back down to Earth and burns up in the Earth's atmosphere. It breaks apart. Or it could be part of a stage of a rocket from a recent launch that is also coming back through the atmosphere and breaking apart. So that really is what we think it is, because it does look quite different than, you know, if we saw a bright meteor, which would look more like a giant fireball, hence the name fireball. We're very creative in the astronomy community. And so because of this like elongated shape and seeing all these little fragments, that's what we really think it is.
Dr. Allen, do you like... I know we're almost a little bit disappointed that it's not a meteor, but you guys would have been able to track that, right? Like, is that how you know that it couldn't have been one?
That's actually a fantastic question. So the way we kind of know or estimate where meteors come from, just like space debris, is we track them through the sky. So I guarantee you what will happen over the next 24 hours is that people will analyze these videos that have been taken, and they will try to calculate the trajectory of this object and then walk backwards to trace what exactly it was. Now, meteors... The reason we know that they come from different parts of our solar system or even outside of our solar system is because we do the same thing. We try to understand that bright flash that happens when this thing interacts with our atmosphere and burns up. So that flash, that light, just actually tells us about what this object is made of, how fast it's moving, and where did it come from. So because I was saying, you know, it seemed to kind of move more slowly, it looks like, you know, this is probably something that was coming from Earth's orbit versus something that was cruising through our solar system and having a giant impact with the atmosphere. Now it's not 100%, so this is why we'll look for people to kind of analyze this light, try to understand what this object's made of, and that will give us 100% confidence in what exactly caused this midnight spectacle.
Nice. Good to hear. And Rebecca, I think I just speak on behalf of everybody listening. How close was this thing?
Okay, so this is another good question. So I love this as like a detective story, because quite a few people felt and heard a sonic boom. That means that this object definitely came down into the lower Earth's atmosphere, because there was enough air for it to collide with to make, you know, to break the speed of sound and to make that sonic boom. So that normally happens at an altitude of around 30 kilometers. So it could have actually come all the way down to Earth, and there could be fragments of it out there if it was large enough. So that's definitely a sign that it made it down into the lower Earth's atmosphere. However, again, without knowing exactly where the object was when it created that boom, it could be up extremely high, and then that boom could be heard for over 100 kilometers.
Wow.
So this is why, you know, we're saying people who really felt like across the state they might have heard it, they're not exaggerating. They could have potentially felt that or heard that as far away as they were.
See, I thought people were just being show-offs. So I definitely slept through it. But I'd probably sleep through it if it fell through my house. So.
I can't believe I slept through it as well. I was so excited for the Matildas, but then I think I just crashed after that, and I missed the celebration in the sky.
I'm imagining the Swinburne team sort of bleary-eyed assembling at the lab in their PJs and just working out what happens next.
Well, this is what we do, kind of, you know, in understanding the paths of stuff in the sky. We like to pull it up. We have a whole, like, giant room full of monitors that are linked together so that we can visualize all of this different type of data and really, you know, break it apart. When we don't get to go to telescopes, we love to just sit in front of computers and nerd out on this stuff.
Well, it sounds like you guys have got a nerdy couple of weeks ahead then, Rebecca. Yeah. Allen, thank you so much for your time. We do really appreciate it. And, you know, happy hunting.
Yeah, I think
you're welcome. Thanks.
I've got a bad feeling I just learned something.
Yeah.
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
Yes, yesterday we were speaking about the Barbie movie, as we have touched on periodically since its release.
Well, I mean, it's just been a massive success for everyone involved.
Humongoid or something. But what we started thinking about were toys. Toys being the basis of new movies.
Well, Mattel have, you know, kind of hinted that they are going to be reaching into their kind of backlog and seeing what other toys they can successfully sell.
Then the future looks bright because we've picked a couple of toys.
Absolutely.
Hypothesized about some storylines.
Yes. Yeah. Give me your elevator pitch for these toys, because I'm sure Mattel listens.
I'm sure
they're big fans.
Coming up next. Do you want the toys? Do you want me to let you know the toys that we're talking about?
Well, no, give it to me now, man.
You want to know the whole thing?
Yeah, what have
right
you got?
Right now?
What have you got?
Oh.
You said you wanted to start with Tech Decks.
Yes. So Tech Decks were big. So
what were Tech Decks? Because I feel like I've missed the whole world of Tech Decks.
Tech Decks were a small, a tiny little skateboard that you'd play with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd do with your fingers. So
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a hard toy to make a movie out of, so I'm going to be real.
A lot of these synopses, what do you call it, a synopsis?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my synopsi are going to be closely resemble like the Toy Story.
Okay.
So this is going to be about a tech deck.
All right.
Not trying to get to it.
Do you want me to give you 60 seconds, like a 60-second timer?
I need that. As you can tell, I'm fluffering.
Okay.
Here,
all right. I'm going to start playing 60 seconds.
Okay, here we go.
You can fluffer as much as you want.
Okay, I'm fluffering.
Okay, we're in an elevator. Pitch me the tech deck movie.
Okay, here we go. All right, so there's a tech deck, right? His name's Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart, he's got a terrible owner. His owner is called Brent, and he has a sister called Stacy.
Wow, lots of characters already.
Big time. Yeah. So they're not good with, who did I say the tech deck was called again?
Brent.
Brent, yeah. So they're mean to Brent. They like they kind of break him in half. They tape him back up.
Uh-huh.
They don't let him hang out with other tech decks. He goes on a journey because he hears about a guy called Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk, yeah, and he kind of hears about him, he dreams about him. So he goes, I need to get to Tony Hawk for salvation. That is
great.
That I need to get away from Stacy and Frank or whoever they were. And so off he goes on this huge journey. He starts in Croydon, in the suburb of Croydon.
Yep.
And so he meets some Australian skaters and he meets like real life big skateboards. They get to hanging out.
Sure.
Some are mean to him, some embrace him. Then he meets a pack. You know, there's some rollerblades. There's a scooter.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. This is my floor.
And?
I'm kind of in.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were going to go more of the cars angle, where all the tech decks were going to be characters like in Cars.
Well, yeah, I mean, that we can pivot.
All right. Have you got another one for us?
Yeah, I got Polly Pockets and Mighty Max. Yep.
See, I imagined a Polly Pocket movie. Would be.
Oh, hang on. Are you going to pitch the Polly Pocket movie?
Do you want me to pitch?
Desperately.
Okay. All right. Let me
save me.
Okay. Let's get into the elevator again. Here we go. So the Polly Pocket movie. I imagine Polly is on the search for Mad Max,
Mighty Max.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you know she has to go jump from different world to different world because you know every Polly Pocket has their own like little universe. So it's kind of like the Marvel, like a Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's Polly Pocket making her way to different universes, searching for Mighty Max.
But how does she know she wants to find Mighty Max?
Well, she doesn't really know that Mighty Max is what she's searching for. She's searching for herself this.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of meta movies. When she finds Mighty Max, she's still not fulfilled because men don't fulfill you. It's the Mattel like feminist angle, right?
Tell me about it.
It worked for Barbie. Yeah. It can work for Polly Pocket.
I love it. Who's it starring?
Oh, great question. I feel like it's got to be Zendaya. She's got her name all over everyone at the moment.
Nice. And what about Max?
Oh, Max.
What about that guy, the French guy from June with the funny face?
Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah, or the guy from Bear.
Oh my God, I love the guy from Bear. Yeah. Yes, let's put him in. Yeah, I don't know how, he's a little much older than Zendaya. We might have to recast Polly Pocket.
Yeah, but. We don't want people.
Oh, sorry. You've got to get off this floor.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm staying with you on the lift because I love it.
Hey!
Yeah. Let's get a bite to eat. I'll get my checkbook.
I think Mattel's going to love these ideas. Mattel, if you're listening, we'll take some credits. Just even credits on the...
52232955, Mattel. Give us a call. Let's talk.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
It's time to see if we've been paying attention, but on the radio.
Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention, but on the radio?
Let's find out. Bad Benny from Workdays is in the building, ready to give us three news stories. He's going to leave out some key elements. Jack, you and I, we have to fill in the blanks.
And we will start things off with Liz Cambage, or Cambage, or Cabbage, however you're supposed to say her last name. She's dropped a bombshell, revealing her plans to jump ship and represent a different country's national team. Who?
Oh, Cambridge? Got to be the UK,
Sounds
right?
British, yeah. Doesn't it?
Ain't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, is it? So, is it Britain adjacent?
Is it Barbados, mate?
No, is it Bali?
I'm going to stop you right now.
Okay, fair enough.
It's Nigeria that she's going to. The very country that she caused headlines with for allegedly throwing racial slurs their way in the friendly between Australia and Nigeria. She said, quote, "I've been in cahoots. I've been talking to them since all of this happened. People don't know the truth." So she could be jumping ship to the very country that caused controversy.
That is definitely scandalous. Yeah, I love that.
Big time.
How much money are they throwing at her?
Yes, that's also... considering she hasn't played a professional basketball game since like June of last year.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a big, big news story.
She's quite old.
Be about 31, 32 now,
that's
maybe?
Not old then.
In basketball terms, no.
No.
Not super
I'm happy to jump ship to Nigeria as well if someone gives me some cash.
Hey, a new episode of My Strange Addiction has got the world talking. Tyler from Kansas has appeared on the show, sharing his strange food addiction. What's Tyler's food addiction?
Ooh, is it like satchels of salt?
No, not satchels
Is it an actual food or is it something he should be eating?
It is an actual food,
okay,
yes.
Okay, because I was going to say people love to eat hair.
Yeah.
They love
is
eating hair.
A drink?
Plaster.
No, not a drink.
In
a way,
oh, is it
speaking,
urine?
No, not
cults. We are bad at this today.
He loves sniffing tuna and
sniffing tuna
and drinking the brine it sits in. The tin.
I told you.
You got it.
I essentially got that.
Now, this has apparently seen him given the nickname Tuna Tyler among his peers, which is kind of gross.
I mean, I'm not against brine.
Yeah.
My cat refuses to eat tuna, but loves licking it. So I'll put it in the bowl, and she will lick all the way around it until it's dry and then not eat it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she likes the brine as well.
Yeah, imagine just, you know, having a swig of his drink bottle. That's cool. You know.
And finally, a burglar believed to be responsible for at least 21 home invasions is now behind bars in Colorado. There's something slightly odd about said burglar, though. What?
It wasn't the Hamburglar, was it?
No.
Is this the bloke that got caught because he was patting a dog?
No, it wasn't. It was actually...
Did you see that guy?
No, I didn't. I love that.
The burglar is known as Hank the Tank, and it's actually a black bear breaking into property simply following the smell of food. Oh. And the bars Hank is now behind are those of the Colorado Wildlife Sanctuary.
There it is, finally.
Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.